Scripture Lifeline, From Weak to Strong, by Scott Shepherd. The Scriptures contain many spiritual treasures that may not be readily apparent to the casual reader. I think this is why we are commanded to search the Scriptures in addition to merely reading the words. The war chapters in the Book of Mormon used to be particularly easy for me to breeze through. Because I thought these chapters were mainly historical, rather than a collection of sermons, I found myself asking, how is this going to help me in my life? Through study, prayer, and the help of the Holy Ghost, I found a way these chapters can apply directly to my life. In chapter 49 of Alma, the Lamanite armies are planning to attack the Nephite city Ammonihah, but as they approach the city, they discover that the Nephite armies are well prepared to receive them. Captain Moroni instructed the people to fortify the city Ammonihah. Disappointed in their attempt, the enraged army moves toward what was historically a weaker city called Noah. But, inspired by God, Moroni also made extra efforts to secure Noah, even to the extent that it exceeded the strength of Ammonihah. So when the Lamanites arrive, they cannot conquer the city. As I studied this section, the Holy Ghost impressed upon my mind a personal meaning that I can apply to my own life. I realized I have built up strengths and spiritual fortifications, but I also have weak spots which the adversary is focused on attacking. If I want to protect myself spiritually, I need to zero in on those weak spots and make them stronger than my greatest strengths, the same way the city Noah became strong by the hand of Moroni. As I read, I was also reminded of a verse in the Book of Ether, which added to my understanding of this powerful principle. And if men come unto me, I will show unto them their weakness. I give unto men weakness that they may be humble, and my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me, and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto them. Ether chapter 12, verse 27. Through humility and faith in Christ, my weakness can become strong. I will have the power to overcome temptation when I build my foundation upon the gospel of Christ. What an inspiring insight I gained from just a few simple verses. The Scriptures have so much to teach us if we will only seek out what the Lord would have us learn. Through study, prayer, and the help of the Holy Ghost, we truly can find inspiration that will strengthen our testimonies and give us the direction we need. Sidebar: I would encourage all of us to continue to read and study the Scriptures that we might understand them and apply in our lives the lessons we find there. President Thomas S. Monson, How Firm a Foundation, Ensign, November 2006, page 68. End of sidebar. End of the section, Scripture Lifeline, From Weak to Strong, by Scott Shepherd.